right, let's unpack this. We've got a stack of source material right here, and it's all centered around a pretty specific kind of resource, something designed to help musicians, bands kind of move forward.
That's right. And, you know, think about being in a band. You're pouring just endless hours into writing, rehearsing, maybe playing those local shows, but you feel kind of stuck.
Yeah.
You're great in the rehearsal space, sure, but getting to bigger venues, reaching a wider audience, actually building some momentum, feels like you're just spinning your wheels a bit.
Totally relate to that feeling. The band rut, you could call it. You've got the talent, you've got the passion.
Yeah.
But it's like there's a missing piece, isn't there? A sort of roadmap you just can't find to get you out of the garage, basically, and onto bigger stages.
Exactly. And based on these sources, we're diving deep into what a resource like this course offers as that potential roadmap.
Okay.
Our mission really is to pull out the absolute key insights, how bands can make that jump from just jamming, you know, in the garage to genuinely being gig ready.
So what does something like this actually cover? Who is it specifically built for?
And most importantly, what are the core things you, as a musician or maybe a band member, can expect to actually do and learn that might really change things?
Okay, let's jump right into that core problem then, because the sources, they don't really shy away from it. They start by talking directly to that feeling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Being in a band that's just stuck in a rut.
Mm-hmm.
You have these big dreams, bigger shows, more fans, making a real impact maybe with your music.
Oh, yeah.
But the path to get there feels, well, totally unclear, maybe even impossible from where you're standing.
Yeah, it's a point where just being good at your instrument or, you know, writing decent songs, it just isn't enough anymore. The passion's there, the dedication, absolutely. But the structure, the strategy, the actual business side of being a band feels maybe overwhelming or just completely absent.
And that's where a solution, like the one described in this material, it sort of steps in. The course title is Level Up Your Band, From Garage Jams to Gig Ready. Pretty direct title, isn't it?
Very direct. And it promises to take that raw talent, that hard work, and help you transform it into what they're calling tangible success.
Tangible success.
Okay, yeah. It's explicitly about moving beyond just playing music.
Right. And what's really interesting looking through these sources is how specifically they define who this is for. It's not necessarily, like you said, for musicians just starting out, learning their first chords.
No. It's aimed square at members of existing bands. Bands who feel their progress has, well, stalled. You've been at it, you're making music, but things just aren't growing.
Right. So if you've been plugging away for months, maybe even years, and feel like you're still in the same place, this is kind of speaking directly to you. It's also for musicians who are serious about taking things up a notch, who want to professionalize their whole approach.
Absolutely. And specifically, bands who know they need to actively improve their songwriting, make their live shows more impactful, definitely, and figure out how to actually promote themselves effectively.
Reputation, yeah.
Plus, the sources really emphasize it's for musicians who've kind of realized that the music part, that's only half the battle. They need to understand the business and marketing sides. You know, the stuff you rarely learn in music lessons.
So true. So, okay, if you're one of those musicians or bands feeling this, what are the concrete things you're actually going to get from something like this?
The learning objectives they lay out, they seem incredibly practical. It starts with something quite foundational, understanding your own landscape.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about identifying your band's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats. Basically doing a SWOT analysis, but for your band.
And the insight there is potentially huge. I mean, this isn't just corporate jargon, right?
Nope.
Doing a SWOT forces you to take a really objective, maybe sometimes uncomfortable look at your band.
Yeah, I bet.
Maybe your biggest strength is something you aren't even leveraging properly. Or maybe a small weakness you keep ignoring is actually the main reason you're not booking better gigs. It just gives you a clear picture of where you actually stand. That makes a lot of sense. You can't fix a problem if you don't really know what it is deep down. Then it moves into defining who you are, developing a clear artistic vision, a unique brand identity. It's more than just having a cool band name or, you know, a logo.
Right. It's about understanding what makes your band unique. What's your thing? And then how do you communicate that consistently? Your sound, your visuals, your message. It all needs to kind of line up to build a memorable identity, something that helps you stand out in what's often a very crowded scene.
And, of course, it dives deep into refining the actual music, implementing effective songwriting, arrangement techniques. That's not just about making catchy tunes, is it? It's about crafting songs that really connect and sound, well, professional.
Yeah, polished. And, crucially, enhancing your live performance. working on stage presence, figuring out how to genuinely engage an audience so they become actual fans, not just people watching.
That feels like a big one. That transition from garage jam to gig ready is really happening right there on stage.
Totally. But coupled with that creative side is mastering the business side. The sources highlight creating professional promotional materials like an electronic press kit or an EPK.
Okay, so for someone listening who might not know, what exactly is an EPK in, like, band terms?
Think of it as your band's professional resume and portfolio, all rolled into one neat package. It's usually digital these days. Contains your bio, professional photos, music samples, maybe some videos, press clippings if you have them, contact info.
Gotcha.
Basically everything. A venue owner, a journalist, a booking agent, maybe a festival programmer needs to quickly figure out if they want to work with you.
Right.
Without one, you're kind of showing up to a job interview without any proof of your qualifications. It makes it much harder.
Got it. Essential stuff then.
Hmm.
And alongside the EPK, they focus on effectively using social media and digital platforms for marketing, for connecting with fans.
Which is just non-negotiable today, isn't it? It's not just, you know, posting selfies from rehearsal. It's about building a community, understanding a bit about algorithms, creating content that actually resonates with people, and using these tools strategically to drive people to listen to your music and hopefully come to your shows.
And there's also mention of understanding the basics of recording, production, distribution.
Mm.
How do you get your music from that finished track onto streaming platforms and just out into the world?
Yeah, the practical nuts and bolts. But what really connects a lot of this, I think, is developing practical strategies for actually booking gigs and networking within the music industry.
Right, the gig-ready part.
Exactly, because all the great songs and cool branding in the world don't help much if you can't get booked on stages where people will actually see you. So this section would likely focus on finding the right venues, how to pitch your band effectively, building those relationships.
That sounds like the direct application, like you said, of all the other steps,
right.
Building the foundation and then using it. And beyond the music-specific business stuff, the sources mentioned covering foundational business practices too, like basic financial planning for the band.
Oh, this is incredibly practical and so often overlooked until it causes major conflict.
Can imagine.
Basic financial planning just means understanding how to track your band's income, maybe from gigs or selling merch and managing expenses like rehearsal space rent, gear repairs, recording costs, travel. It helps prevent arguments, for sure, and ensures the band's finances are actually sustainable long term.
Yeah, band finances, definitely a classic source of friction. And effective team communication is another point mentioned. Learning how to navigate band dynamics, disagreements, just making sure everyone's roughly on the same page.
So crucial for keeping the band together and actually moving forward as a unit. And finally, the sources emphasize cultivating resilience. Building a growth mindset.
Oh.
Well, the music industry is just full of rejection, setbacks, doors slammed in your face, you know. Learning how to bounce back from that, stay motivated, maybe even see challenges as opportunities rather than reasons to quit. That's vital for long-term survival and growth in this game.
So bringing it all together then, what's the sort of ultimate promise here? The sources, they paint this picture of transformation, right?
Mm.
This course isn't just dispensing information. It's aiming to provide a practical roadmap, something designed to elevate your band, take you on that journey from maybe those initial backyard rehearsals towards the potential of playing much bigger stages. They even use the phrase main stage headliners as the, you know, the ultimate aspiration.
Yeah, that's the dream scenario they're painting. And the practical details make it sound reasonably achievable, too. The sources mention it's structured over approximately 8 weeks, needing a commitment of about, what, 3-5 hours of study per week?
Yeah, that sounds manageable.
That feels like something you could realistically fit in alongside band practice, work, life, all that stuff.
So connecting this back to you, the listener, if you're a musician or you're in a band and you feel that frustration, that feeling of being stuck, this kind of material really highlights that moving forward isn't just about getting better at your instrument. It's more of a holistic effort.
Absolutely. It requires combining your creative passion with performance skill, yeah, but also strong branding, smart business practices, and a clear strategy for getting seen and heard. It's about building the engine around the music, not just focusing on the music itself.
We've seen how a resource like this tries to give you that comprehensive approach, covering everything from sharpening your sound and defining your brand
to making your live shows really electrifying, building a functioning team that can communicate, and tackling that essential business side head on.
It's really addressing that central problem, isn't it? That feeling of being directionless. and trying to provide some structure to all that passion.
Definitely. So maybe here's a final thought to leave you with. If you're pouring your heart into creating music you genuinely love, how much of your band's true potential is maybe still locked up, waiting to be unlocked, not just through more practice time, but by strategically applying structure, understanding the industry landscape, and treating your passion with a bit more of a, well, a business mindset?
That's something to really consider. If this resonates with your own band situation, perhaps exploring resources like the type we've discussed today is actually worth your time. You could search online for things like Gig Ready Course, maybe band coaching, or even Music Business Fundamentals to find resources that offer that kind of practical roadmap.